Church, that brings us up to today's objective, our sixth objective for this series, understanding the church's character. Understanding the church's character. The subtitle for today's message is The Character of the Church. Turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. If we're going to prepare a safe place, we must know the church's character. What do I mean by character? That word character, for the context of today's message, means the qualities that make one unique and different. The qualities that make one unique and different. Our character is our nature or our disposition. It is our nature or disposition. So what is our character? Church, our character, the thing that makes the body of Christ unique and different from the world, our character, what makes us unique, is the ability to manifest biblical love. The thing that makes the body of Christ unique from the world is our ability to manifest biblical love. It is the church's nature to love. It is our nature. So what do we mean by biblical love? We know that term. We've studied it many, many times. But let's go through and remind ourselves of what biblical love is again. Biblical love is the identifying mark of a Christian. See, we learned that in Bible study last year. It is the identifying mark of a Christian. It is what identifies us to the world that we are Christian. But biblical love is also an essential quality displayed by the church. It is an essential quality displayed by the church. The church manifests love. Biblical love, we learn, is the highest quality of love. It is the highest quality. It is such a high quality of love that no definition adequately explains what biblical love is. We learned last year that biblical love is best known by the actions that it prompts. Biblical love is intentional, self-directed action in which we choose to do good to others without limitation and with no expectation of anything in return. Biblical love is intentional, self-directed action in which we choose to do good to others without limitation and without expectation of anything in return. That's biblical love. It is to actively seek the welfare of all others. Church, that is the type of love that we manifest. This is the type of love manifested by the church. It is greater than eros love. That is sexual love. It is greater than storge love, that is familial love. It is greater than philos love, that is friendship love. It is the greatest love there is. And when the church manifests this type of love, it produces every kind of good. When the church manifests biblical love, it produces every kind of good. See, biblical love pleases God because it fulfills his will. Biblical love presents Jesus as he is, because when we display it, we are displaying the character of Jesus Christ. Biblical love proves the transforming power of God, because it is through love that we are motivated to be righteous. And biblical love provides others what they need. See, it produces all kinds of good. So loving one another and loving as we should is more than just, I'm just going to be nicer to Sister Sally. It's greater than that. It pleases God. It presents Jesus as he is. It proves the transforming power of God. It provides others with what they need. It produces good of every kind. That's biblical love. Church, now you might say, well, I know that, Pastor. We learned that last year. We spent months and months talking about abounding in love. And yes, we have learned about biblical love many times, but today we need to understand one thing. We need to understand that the only way we can love biblically is if we are born again. What are you saying, Pastor? The only way we can love biblically is if we are born again. See, most of us have heard these teachings on love before. Most of us. And most of us, if we are Christian, even if we are not part of this church, we have heard some teaching on love. But some of us, regardless of what we have been taught, will not display biblical love. We just won't do it. Just won't do it. Can't seem to bring ourselves to show this kind of love. We just refuse to change our behavior at all. Or we might feel bad for a minute. So whenever we hear teachings on love, we'll say things like, oh, I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna try harder. I'm not gonna ignore Sister Sally. I'm going to be nice to her next week. But the issue is not doing better through my own efforts. The issue is not trying harder through my own efforts. The issue is my relationship with the Lord. See, if I struggle to love, the issue is my relationship with the Lord. Because the only way I can love biblically is I must be born again. So the issue is, do I have a relationship? If I will not love others, can I possibly have a relationship with God? Let's look at 1 John chapter 4. In 1 John, the aged apostle John writes a letter that is sent out to various churches. In it, John addresses a multitude of problems in the church, but the biggest problem that he addressed was false teachers. False teachers entering in. And in addressing this issue, John clearly instructs the church on how to identify a genuine believer. Who is truly Christian? And in chapter 4, he begins by saying, don't believe every spirit, but test them. If a spirit doesn't confess that Jesus has come in the flesh, That spirit is not of God. It is the spirit of Antichrist. Then John moves from there to the test of love. What does love demonstrate? Let's read 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8. He says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." What is John saying in these verses? He's very clear. He's saying, you who are loved, God has loved you. You who are loved, love each other. Because love comes from God. And everyone who loves is someone who has received new life and a new nature. New nature as a son of the Most High God. That's what he's saying. That's what he means by born of God. That if you love, that is if you love biblically, that means you have received new life and a new nature as the son of God. And because I have a new nature, God then begins to direct us by his love. But John goes on to explain, but if you do not love, if you will not love, if you won't love, if you feel like you just can't love, if you do not love, he says, you don't know God. In other words, he's saying you have never become acquainted with God. And that's what the Bible says. See, if I will not love, if there's always a reason, always an excuse for why I have a right to reject the biblical standard of love and give a little less, give what I think other people actually deserve. The issue is not the other person's worthiness. The issue is my relationship with God. If I do not love, the question is, do I know God? Not, is that person worthy? So I have to take my eyes off of the people that I view as unworthy of my love. And I have to focus my attention on myself. And I have to examine myself. And I have to make sure that I'm actually in the body. Because if I am born of God, church, this is what happens. If I am born of God, I recognize his love for me. If I am born of God, I have repented of my sins. If I am born of God, I then receive a new nature. If I am born of God, I was then engrafted into the body. And if I am born of God, he then gave me the ability to love, an ability that I did not have before. And now as a Christian, I am directed by his love. I am compelled by his love to love. That's if I'm born again. But if that doesn't describe me, if that doesn't sound like me, then maybe my name is just on the roll. See, the mark of the believer is the ability to love. And if I can't or won't love biblically, it's not, well, that's just not my personality. It's not, well, I just can't commit right now. I got too much going on. It's not, well, I can't be bothered with them people up there at the church. It's none of that. If I cannot love biblically, it's me. It's me. Well, Pastor, I'm a little nervous, but I believe I do love. I mean, I do love other people, but is it biblical love? Remember, biblical love is higher than Eros love. So if you laid up in the bed with